This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week, I read some newspaper stories from 1929 about the transfer of ownership of the bakery in Roseau from Mr. Stanley to Mr. Olson. Today, I'll read a little personal information about the Olson family, which I found at the Roseau County Museum in the family history area. According to daughter Jenny, her parents, Alfred and Serene, knew each other in Norway. She thought more than likely met in Trondheim. However, Eileen Korn swears up and down that two different parties told her that he was an apprentice baker in Kongensvoll, where stood the red house of the Cornelius Christensens, Serene's grandparents. That bakery burned down many, many years ago, but a tree there still bears the scars of the fire because it is very twisted and bent from the heat of the fire. Alfred immigrated soon after the sisters did, and also went to the Redfield, South Dakota area, where the sisters had settled with their aunt, Barentina, and husband, John P. Larson. Alfred had been a baker's apprentice in Norway, and he found work in Redfield in a bakery. Alfred and Serene were married in 1908. In 1909, they moved to Roseau County, Minnesota, and homesteaded north of Salo near the Norland Church. There, they endured the forest fires of 1910, as well as the hardships of trying to farm in that wilderness area. When the fires got out of control because of the terribly dry forest conditions in the summer of 1910, Alfred was helping other neighbors trying to fight the fires. Serene was at home with baby Jenny, just a few months old. Another neighbor came running to their farm, telling them they would have to leave because their farms were in danger. They let all the animals go free to fend for themselves, and they walked all the way to Salo, carrying the baby. They were able to get on the train to Warroad, and everyone from that family came out of the ordeal safely. Jenny remembers her father going threshing many times to North Dakota during those years. They stayed on the farm until 1917, when they moved to Warroad, and Alfred worked on the railroad as a section man. They lived there only about 1.5 years, and Jenny went to school. But she wasn't happy there, as she was teased because she knew so little English. The family then returned to Redfield, and Alfred again worked as a baker. He had a dream of owning his own bakery, and finally quit his job in South Dakota and took the family on the road, looking for a bakery to buy. They traveled in an old 1918 Ford Model A. The year was 1925. And Jenny, the oldest, was 15 years old. They visited Uncle Martin and Aunt Margaret Brenhog a few days, traveled on, living in a tent while they were on the road. Jenny remembers when they had been in the town of Laverne, Minnesota for a while, Ma finally put her foot down and said it was time for the kids to start school. So they returned to Redfield, and Alfred was able to get his job back at the bakery. In 1928, Alfred left alone for Roseau to see about a bakery that he heard was for sale. Jenny and Agnes had to leave school and ride the train to Roseau to help their dad set up and run the bakery he purchased. Mother, Serene, stayed behind to sell everything in Redfield. Finally, she and the two younger children also went by train, moving the family to Roseau, Minnesota. Uther and Gladys finished school in Roseau, and Uther, called Bake, played hockey on the high school team. Agnes worked with her dad in the back, baking all kinds of bread and sweet rolls, donuts, cookies, and cakes. Jenny handled the books and ran the till, waiting on customers, making coffee to serve with the goodies they had for sale. The Olsons operated the city bakery until 1941. Olson's bread and buns were well known around the county. They sold the bakery to Arnold Honnell in 1941. They enjoyed their semi-retirement years farming east of Roseau and fishing at their lake cottage at Birch Beach. They also returned to Norway 3 times visiting relatives. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.